It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. For more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member success. They look forward to serving your financial interests. Check out DuPageCU.com. Sullivan Steakhouse, where guests can enjoy a unique Naperville steakhouse and experience delectable food, fun cocktails, and live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. SullivanSteak.com. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240 for your first free class. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at www.877getlimo.com. Say hi to Mario. Tell him Dolly sent you. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Yep, I got their Invisalign on my teeth right now. Well, not exactly right now. I took them off just for the show. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, Dr. I over there. She is amazing. Check out orthocenters.org or give them a call at 630-848-6960. Consultation. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. And guess what? The Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly promo to receive your discount. Or you can give them a call at 630-885-7055. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Sprawl Team, Remax of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years and lifelong area residents. Contact Brian and Chris Sprawl at 630-222-1131. Or you can check them out at thestrawlteam.com if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958, firstcommand.com. Thanks for your support, guys. Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, spray tanning, light therapy, and they're going to be offering facials soon. They are the sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions, though. They are the experts. That's where I go. Love Divine Beauty Luxe Spa. The girls there are all fantastic. Check out Divine Beauty Luxe Spa. And they also have a Facebook page, Body Browns in Naperville. The Naperville Park District, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They provide recreation, park experiences that enrich the quality of life in our community. Check out the Naperville Park District at NapervilleParks.org, or you can give them a call at 630-848-5000. And Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. And today, a very special promotion. We are giving away free tickets to the Napier Nights Concert Series for this Friday and Saturday at Napier Settlement in downtown Naperville. And if you go to my Facebook page and like it, or if you go to my Twitter and follow it, you will be entered into a very simple drawing to win two free sponsor tickets for this weekend's show. This weekend, Friday night, is Michael McDermott and the Duke Street Band. And Saturday night is Mike and Joe. They're a pop and rock band with 90s music to today. That's what they cover. And that's Napier Settlement, where history comes to play, NapierSettlement.org. Bracconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check them out. Bracconi's North, you can order pizza by just calling 630-717-9530. Check out their website, too, www.bracconis, that's BRACONIS.com. And do you know they have something called the Dolly Special over there? Do you know what that is? It's my favorite. It's a meatball pizza. You have to see. You have to check it out for yourself if you've never had one. It's not what you think. It's not you trying to balance meatballs on a slice of bread, or dough, I should say. It's really tasty, so check that out. They also have a south side of Naperville location. They do deliver. And don't forget to check out Cruise Nights at Bricconi's every Wednesday night throughout the summer. And coming up next weekend, or next week, I should say, they will have GTOs, people, GTOs at the Classic Cruise Nights right outside Bricconi's restaurant there off of Royal St. George Drive on the north side of Naperville. Again, food your mama wanted you to eat, delicious food at Bricconi's. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours, the beautiful Naperville Trolley and Tours is beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. So we have more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew if I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice. So nice. I got you.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. We are on Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Slam Internet Radio Network, 89.9 FM in Chicago, and WCKD. It's a good show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy, that airs every Thursday morning live from 9:30 until 10:30. Unless, of course, you're listening on 89.9 and you're listening on Friday afternoon drive time. Hello to all my listeners. Thanks so much for tuning into the good show for every week. You know, I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. We have a lot of good guests on the show today, and we'll get to all of that soon. John Hardy is going to be with us. John, he forgot to call into the show last week, but he's back this week, and we're going to be talking to him shortly, so hang on for that, as well as Michael Lynch. You may remember him. He won over everybody's hearts last season on The Voice. He is here, and did you know he is a Wheaton native? So he's back in town. Actually, tonight, he's going to be at Potter's in downtown Naperville performing there. And then he's back again on the 29th. We'll be talking to him on the show as well. It is a good show. Thanks so much for tuning in. You know, I have to just make an announcement. I'm going to get it out right now on this show because I've been hinting about it on Facebook. Actually, no, I've been making posts on Facebook where I didn't realize since are mostly about golf. I'm a golf addict. Can I just admit that now? I am. I just can't believe how much I'm addicted to this thing. Every week I got to go play, and every week I got to go to the driving range. But guess what? Now my short game is all messed up. My drives are awesome, I must say. Well, compared to the old me, I should say that. I'm not awesome compared to like a Tiger Woods or even anybody I play with. But I'm doing pretty darn good these days. But my short game is lousy. It's messing me up. I need help. Does anybody have any advice? I really just need to probably just go to the course and hang out for a couple hours on the green and just putt around. Putting around. Sounds funny. I've never really putted around. Anyway, you know, it was kind of a bummer because I played golf Monday and Tuesday and yesterday, Wednesday. It was raining in the Chicagoland area. So I was bummed. I really wanted to get out there. So I just realized, boy, I'm an addict because that's all I kept thinking about yesterday. And what a kind of a mother am I? I kept thinking about golf and spending quality time with my kids yesterday. Now, we had a great day yesterday. If it wasn't for the rain, we could have been out and about. But it was nice. We were hanging around the house, playing music. The girls had a lot of their friends over, so it was noisy here. And by the time that huge storm came, we didn't even hear the sirens go off, the tornado sirens, they went off, apparently. A friend of mine told me, hey, do you hear the tornado sirens? What tornado sirens? I didn't hear anything. But it was so dang noisy in the house yesterday with all the people over. So, yeah, so my friend says, oh, you better go outside and cover your car because hail's coming. What the heck? Another hailstorm. My car, I don't know if you remember this, but a couple weeks back, big hailstorm in Chicago, especially where I am in Naperville, golf ball size. I'm not just saying golf ball because I'm an addict, but it was. They truly were golf ball size. So I go running out there with about 10 blankets from the kids' beds, clean blankets, mind you. I'm covering up my two cars in the middle of the rainstorm, so I'm soaked. But, heck, I don't care. I just don't want my cars ruined again with the hail. Went through enough with that and all the insurance and getting it fixed and coordinating that. It was such a huge inconvenience. I didn't want to go through that again, so I didn't care. I'll do laundry for 4 or 5 days just to get this out of, you know, out of the way. But the hailstorm didn't come. So I'm looking at about at least 6 loads of laundry with just the linens that I pulled off the beds last night to cover the cars. But at least, oh, well, at least it didn't happen, but better safe than sorry, right? I don't know. We turned the lights down a little bit last night and had candles going, and my daughter, my 11-year-old daughter, just kept turning on the lights. Why do you keep doing that, Mom? Well, now she's here. She and her girlfriends are sleeping on the floor. You know, my studio is actually in the middle of my house, right near the living room, where she's sleeping on the floor with her girlfriends. Lots of sleepovers since school got out. Lots of kids here, which I love. I love a full house of people. But anyway, so she's over there, and I was just about to say something about her, and she sticks her head up from under the covers. Mom! Yeah, well, anyway, the point is, you know, it was nice to slow down a little bit. Maybe I did need a break from my golf game. Yesterday was a good thing, right? Speaking of good thing, last night my son did make it to the University of Wyoming safely, 17 hours of driving. So he made it there safe and sound, and the word of the day, or the night, I should say, was, Mom, it was awesome, awesome. The text, the messages, everything that came out of his mouth was awesome. So it looks like, yes, he is going to the University of Wyoming. And he just felt so awesome. That was it. So I've already started to get more pictures. He's sending me pictures of the mountains. And the first picture, though, today he sent me was of him in the business college there. So that's what he's going into, finance. Really don't want him to go away. I'm like my mother. Oh, my God. My mother was upset with me when I left for NIU. She didn't want me to go away. Why do you got to go away? Well, something I got to do. And you know what? Here I am. Fast forward. My son telling me a couple months ago, we sat across the table from each other at Buffalo Wild Wings, something I got to do, Mom. I said, oh, that's it. I threw up my chicken wing, and I said, that's it. He's going. All right. We have a great show for you today. Guess who's on the show this morning? I'm going to take her right now. This is the Naperville Park District. They're a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're so thrilled that we have a partnership with them. They do so many great things in this community. And Samira Lufman is on the line. Samira has been serving as the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Naperville Park District for as long as I've known. I think she's been there like 15 years. And she's
a good long
us
time.
On the phone. Hey,
good morning. How are you, Dolly?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful. Hey, I had no idea you were such an avid golfer.
Really? No? Let's do it. Let's do it sometimes. Do you golf?
You know what? I don't. I need to take lessons. And, you know, we've got Springbrook and Naperville golf courses. So what other excuse do I need, right?
No, you don't. Hey, that's where I go all the time. Springbrook. I interchange between Springbrook and Naperville. Love those two courses. I think I feel more of a closeness to Springbrook because my son and I kind of started out together there.
Sure.
We take the lessons out there. I don't know if Mike, I can't remember his last name. Is Mike still out
there? Mike Lysen. He's great.
Yep.
Mike at Springbrook and Tim Dunn at Naperville. They're great.
Oh, my God. They're still there. Mike taught me like at least 10, 12 years ago.
Right.
And everyone always compliments me on my pitching. And I credit Mike for that. My pitching is, I must say, pretty darn awesome. But my short game stinks.
Well, he could probably help you with that. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
Well, are there summer golf lessons? Speaking of golf.
We do, and that's actually one of the things I wanted to mention this morning. We've got tons of summer golf lessons. Actually, we start lessons in early May and go all the way through mid-September, so we're definitely in the thick of things with lessons right now. We've got lessons for kids as young as 5 years old. We've got some camps that they can take advantage of. There's also parent-child golf, which I'm thinking about doing with my son. I think that would be a great way to get him involved in the game and a great way for me to learn.
That's how I started with Jimmy. That's how I started with my son.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then we've got lessons for women only. We've got some clinics for people who, kind of like you, are avid golfers and they just want to tweak their game a little bit. So lots of opportunities. GolfNaperville.org would be the place to go to find out all about our lessons.
You know, I have to say something about those golf lessons for women. I took the parent-child class with my son, Jimmy, and then the following summer I did the lessons with the women only. And I still... very good friends with the woman that I met there. And you know how we bonded? You're going to laugh at this. We put the golf club in our bags on the back of the cart. And he's like, Mike's like, all right, go to the next hole.
Like, oh, no.
Cool. You get to ride these things? So we put them on the back and we take off. We get to the next hole and we get off and we're like, oh, my God, where's our club? You're that.
Oh, that's funny.
Mike with our club. He didn't look too happy. What are you girls doing? we have great memories. We bonded over that moment.
That's a great story.
You got it first. Left golf 101. You have secured the club on your cart.
That's right.
Okay. So that was a great. That's a great. I think you call it a clinic or a class, but I loved it. It was one summer I did it, and it's nice to see they're still going
that's
strong.
Great. Yep. Definitely.
All right. So what else does the Park District have going on this summer?
Well, we've got tons going on. Now that we're toward the end of June here, I can't believe it already, we are in full swing with a lot of our summer events, and a lot of our summer events are free, which is even better. We started Rolling on the River last Friday, which is an every Friday night concert series on the Riverwalk right near Jackson Avenue and Webster Street. And it's great for people come and they sit and enjoy the concert from 7 to 9 p.m. or it's people strolling by on their way to dinner and they take it in for a few minutes. It's some really talented local bands who play different kinds of genre of music. It's anything from rock and folk and, you know, acoustic guitar and just a nice wide variety of music. And it's just such a fun event for all ages. So we've got that going on.
Yes, right along the Riverwalk in downtown.
Exactly.
Can't miss it. By the Dandelion Fountain, the big covered bridge. It's a great setting.
Exactly. All those
that.
Iconic landmarks on the Riverwalk. Exactly. It's all right there in the middle. Then this Sunday, we're starting Concerts in Your Park, which is a Sunday evening music series, and there's six concerts. And what Concerts in Your Park is we take those six concerts and rotate them to different locations around Naperville. So people all across the community can enjoy them. There'll probably be a concert in a park near them, which is a really great thing. So this Sunday, June 22nd, we have OMT coming to perform at May Watts Park, and that's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Again, it's for all ages. It's a great opportunity for families and neighbors and friends to grab some, you know, picnic blankets and chairs and come on out and enjoy a Sunday evening of music.
I love that. That is like a little Ravinia in your in your backyard, your big backyard. May Watts Park, my kids went to that school not too long ago.
Very cool. Okay. So you're really familiar with that place.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
It's a great park. It really is. They have a beautiful pond there and a hill, and it's a great setting for a Sunday concert.
Definitely.
And OMT, I've never seen them, but I've heard of them. They get around town quite a bit. Pretty darn good, that band.
And a lot of our bands do, too. We've got a lot of the bands that we have in Concerts in Your Park have kind of that more regional following, which is neat, because then there's other people that come in, oh, yeah, I know that band, and they come in for the concert. So it's kind of a fun event.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And something my kids and I loved to do when they were younger, and I might even grab my 10-year-old, soon-to-be 10-year-old, and go to this for one last summer, I think. She might still be into it, is the Children's Lunch Hour Entertainment that the Park District provides.
Oh, right.
We do that every year. We would mark the calendar. That was the first thing we did. Those were the
it's such a great event.
Every single week. It's a great
event.
And
it
who do you got lined up for this summer?
Well, that event just kicked off this past Tuesday, and we were a little concerned about the rain, but it held off, and we had the event. But it is pretty much every other Tuesday throughout June and July. It goes through July 29th. And the shows rotate between the Riverwalk and near the Grand Pavilion, and then we also have a location at Frontier Park. So next Tuesday's show on June 24th is at Frontier Park, and then it'll come back to the Riverwalk for July 8th. And we've got a wide variety of performers. We have children's comedians, we have magicians, we have musicians, just, you know, a whole wide variety of fun things that kids are going to like and that adults are going to be entertained by as well. And it's
Absolutely.
Free, which is great.
And Frontier Park, for people that are not familiar with it, where is that located in Naperville?
Frontier Park is in South Side. It's in South Naperville, bordered by Book Road and 95th Street and then Route 59. So it's kind of pocketed in the middle of those three kind of big streets.
Okay.
Near Neuqua Valley High School, if that's a good landmark for people.
Okay, perfect. And, of course, the beach is open and in full swing.
Right.
You can always find me on my days
off.
We
just
got to
get some better weather. Oh, gosh. You know, we've got to get into this pattern of nighttime rain and then beautiful skies and warm in the morning and, you know, for most of the day, and then it can rain again at night.
Yeah.
Got to get out of this daytime rain thing. But the beach is definitely in full swing. We've been open for about 3 weeks now. And on a day when it's sunny and hot, it's hopping. It's really fun to see. I can see it from out my window in the office, and it's a really, really great place. You see people of all ages enjoying swimming. They're playing in the sand. They're reading a book. The cool thing about Centennial Beach is it's like just a big old park where you can go swimming and enjoy so many different activities. That's why it's great for families with people of all ages.
Yeah, and I love the Adirondack chairs. And you know what the best part of the beach is for me?
What's
my kids
that?
Know this. They think I'm a nut. I love ice cream, and I love soft-serve ice cream.
And it's the best.
They have the grill now, the grill at the beach. It's fantastic. And my Jimmy works there.
Awesome.
Been there for the
That's
last
great.
Two summers. It's so fun to go up there and say hi to my son. I try not to embarrass him too much in front of his friends. But, yeah, I have to get my soft-serve. And I tell them to make it small because they do have generous helpings there. I go, make it smaller.
but you know what they started having last year, and now people are, the word's getting around, they've got the beach chiller. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee with soft serve ice cream in it. It is delicious.
Oh,
and you can get chocolate or vanilla. I got the chocolate, and it was so fantastic.
Oh, my God, great. I'll have to try that. And the cool thing about the grill, too, is when you're walking along the Riverwalk, you can access the grill and order from the outside. You don't have to be in the beach. But
that's right. That's
really
right.
Cool
if you've got that soft
little
serve craving, you can just stop by if you're walking along the Riverwalk.
I tell you, that's what summer's about, the soft serve ice cream.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Okay,
but CentennialBeach.org for more info on that.
Yes, and we got our beach pass, so that makes it really convenient for us. We go anytime and especially after 3 o'clock, you know, when it's so hot on Monday, when it was so hot, the kids went there and swam around, and then I met up with them about 3 o'clock after I played golf, and I liked it because it was not as crowded, and it's so much more relaxing in that late afternoon. And if you have a beach pass, it makes it so much easier just to go whenever, even for just an hour.
It
or so.
Does.
It really pays off.
The beach pass is a great thing. I mean, if you're going to go
Oops.
Here, there's a couple of new things. We've got 10% off the grill, and there's going to be 2 members-only events. So that's pretty exciting.
All right. There you go, 10% off your soft-serve ice cream. It's worth the trip. All right, Samira. Well, thanks so much for calling in and checking in and letting us know all the great things that are happening with the Naperville Park District. It's an amazing park district. And we want to do a shout-out to that executive director, my good friend Ray McCurry. And, Samira, thanks again for being on the show. Come back again. Let us know what's going on in July and August.
I will.
Always good to talk to you.
Same here. Thank you, Dolly.
Okay. See you later.
Take care.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impressive impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
The Kankakee Valley Park District presents Barbecue Fest 2014 featuring 38 specials.
Vanilla Ice, Dustin Lynch,
Cranks Attack,
Joe Dippy,
Something Women Like About a Pickup Man,
and John Hardy.
July 10th through 12th at River Road Park in Kankakee. Brought to you by Centru Bank, Pepsi, Miller Lite, and the Kankakee County Visitors Bureau. Order tickets at 815-939-1311. For more details, log on to kvpd.com.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, we are thrilled to have back on the Dolly McCarthy Show, John Hardy, one of my favorite songwriters, is joining us now from the road. Hey, John.
What's going on?
Well, we're thrilled to have you back on the show. Where are you calling in from? I know you're on the road.
I'm somewhere in West Virginia.
Okay. In the beautiful hills of West Virginia. Are you going to be performing somewhere near there in the next few days or week?
No, I mean, I'm playing a show. It's called Clarksburg, West Virginia. It's pretty, right? We're at a really pretty little amphitheater.
Oh, good. Great. Well, we are thrilled to have you back on the show. I heard you just received an award not too long, maybe at the CMA Music Fest, for your Up All Night song. That's now the first top 10 song of many to come,
yeah.
Right? How was that?
I got it was awesome. It was amazing, you know. So we made gold, and they got me a gold plaque. And my label's so sweet. They made, like, a super big gold plaque, you know, like, because we're all, like, happy about it. You know, it's been 3 years of hitting hard on the road and really trying to get the music out there. So when you sell that much and you're still trying to make it, you know, it's a big deal. And so it was really cool to get that award, and the Capitol Records was super excited, and it was just awesome, man. Everything was awesome about it, and you know, the fans made it happen, so it's just really cool.
Yeah, well, that is a great song, and you've got another song that came out earlier this year, What I Can't Put Down. We're going to play that a little later in the show, as we did last one. We got to get some more of your songs on this show, but the music video just came out for that one. And tell us about that one. Is that kind of an interactive video? How does that work?
Well, no, well there is an interactive video that we did, which is really cool. Actually, I actually went and watched it yesterday. I sat down and watched it. And you can, like, pick the white background or the black background, blonde or brunette. And that's if you go to johnparty.com. You can go look at it. But the official video, CMT just added it. They loved it when they first saw it, and you know, it's cool. It's got kind of goes with the song. We dressed up and did it all, had some fancy suits on, and it was a lot of fun.
How are you? Are you writing when you're on the road? Are you writing and visualizing the next music video or the next album?
So we're starting to work on the next album. We got time, but we don't have that much time just because of my schedule. But I'm always thinking, I'm always writing, I'm always thinking about something. Down. I got the gears turning, we got some cool stuff going on. I still got some old songs that didn't make the first record that we're going to put on the second record. So it just matters keeping going. I got a couple of new songs I'm really excited about we just wrote this year. So.
Mm-hmm. And you're having some fun. I see that you were on an episode of The Bachelorette. What was that like for you?
It was awesome. The Bachelorette people were really cool. Everybody was really cool. They loved the performance, and it was pretty cool. Like, it was kind of surreal. You know, that's a big show, and, like, I knew it was a big show, but I didn't know how many people watched it. Like, even my friends, they're like watching it with their girl. You know, they had to sit through and watch it with their girlfriends, but they watched it, said they did a great job, and it's a fun show. I would never be on it as a contestant.
I was just gonna ask you. Any chance we could see you as a bachelor on there?
No. I wouldn't even want to be considered as on The Bachelor. Like, you know, it's just too much, man. The girls are awesome, so I'd hate to have to, you know, pick and choose them like a, I don't know, you're just like, oh, no, you're cooler than the other person, and then have to let them go. I don't know, I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to fall in love in such a short period of time, or at least
the
real love.
Yeah, in a way, everybody'd watch.
Yeah.
Definitely wouldn't do it like Juan Pablo did it, though, let me tell you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Well, you know, when we talked to you last time, you were telling us how you started playing guitar at a real young age. Your grandmother was a big influence. You know, are you living the dream? Are you living what you've always wanted to do? Are you happy? What would be another thing on your bucket list of things to do?
Man, I don't really have bucket lists. It's, well, I do, but you know, I've always wanted to do this, and you know, it's just really hard. You know, everybody thinks it's easy, but it's not. It's a really hard job. Like, people go their jobs that are hard work too, but they get to go home every night and see their family. And that's one thing that the road and this life that you really don't get. You get to miss out on a lot of stuff, and that's the only like kind of sad part about this, but. For the most part, all my family is really supportive, and, you know, we all get together, and everybody's proud, and then it keeps you going. It keeps you wanting to get bigger, and then you just set goals for you, you know. To get bigger, sell more tickets, you know, sell more albums, and it all takes work, you know. And it was just, I'm in the wind now. There ain't no turning back. I want to do everything I can to make this last and be a long career. Can't turn back now, you know.
No way, and no one would let you. I don't think we'd let you turn back. We love your music. And you are just an amazing. You're a road warrior. I mean, you're just an amazing workhorse. How much you work and sing and perform and your constant travel. It's just amazing. And then when you get up on stage, the energy you bring and the fun that you exude from your performance, people just flock to you. They thrive on your energy. I can't wait to see you at Kankakee Barbecue Fest. That's coming up in
it's gonna
July.
Be awesome.
That's a Saturday night, July 12th. You're going to be there. Dustin Lynch will be there, Joe Diffie. But you take the stage first and open up the big party night. It's going to kick off a great night for sure. Are you excited about hanging with Joe and Dustin there?
Oh, yeah. I've never met Joe, but I know he's super cool and really nice. And I know Dustin. I saw Dustin in May Week, man. Me and Dustin are good friends. He writes to the same publishing company, and we go way back. So it'll be fun to be with Dustin.
That's great. Good. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you there. You know, did anybody ever tell you you look like a young Elvis?
Yeah, I'm starting to get that a lot more.
Are you?
Probably see me in my cowboy hat by the time. If I got the sun coming down on me, it's going to be hot and sweaty. My hair's not going to stand up anyway.
Well, you're going to be fantastic. We're really looking forward to having you. Stay in touch. Come back on the show. Thanks for stopping by, and we're looking forward to seeing you again. Kankakee Barbecue Fest.
Hey,
July.
Thank you.
Sexually
always joy. Blast.
You're always welcome, John. Thanks so much. July
12th,
John Party at Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Fest. Don't miss it. Tickets are on sale now. Don't miss this great night with John on Saturday, July 12th. Thanks so much, John. All right, I'm going to play your latest single, What I Can't Put Down, John Party.
Yay.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I I knew the first time should have been the last time I ever let the whiskey touch my lips. Cause the devil wears black and he goes by Jack, and he's really good at helping me forget. Walking around with a cigarette lit on that old dirt road, I lit my first smoke, and I knew right then it wouldn't let me go. And it's all or nothing, so keep it coming, let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah, it seems I'm always, yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. A different kind of high when I touched her skin. When she laid it on me, she rocked my world. I knew I'd never get away from that girl. And it's all or nothing, but keep it coming, let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah, it seems I'm always, yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down. To my first smoky bar, cranked up the amp and played this guitar, and I'm singing along by the end of the night, and I knew I finally got one thing right. And it's all or nothing, so keep it coming, let that feeling run through my veins. Ain't no stopping, keep on rocking, yeah, it seems I'm always, yeah, I'm always picking up what I can't put down.
That was John Party. We'll see him at the Kankakee Barbecue Fest next month. Hey, stick with us. We got Michael Lynch coming up in two.
The Kankakee Valley Park District presents Barbecue Fest 2014 featuring 38 Special.
Vanilla Ice. Dustin Lynch.
Cranks the tractor.
Joe Hippie.
Yes, something women like about a pickup man.
And John Party.
July 10th through 12th at River Road Park in Kankakee. Brought to you by Central Bank, Pepsi, Miller Lite, and the Kankakee County Visitors Bureau. Order tickets at 815-939-1311. For more details, log on to kbpb.com.
Hey, we are headed back for the future. We're headed to the future. We're going ahead, moving forward. Hey, the event is called Back for the Future, not to confuse you. It's going to be held at the DuPage Children's Museum. I'm so proud to be this year's honorary chair of this fundraiser. That's tomorrow night, Friday, June 20th, from 8 until 11, again, at the DuPage Children's Museum. Tickets are still on sale. They're only $75 a person, including food and beverages and dancing and trivia and desserts and on and on and on. It's all to support the DuPage Children's Museum. Come and join me. Tonight, I'm going to be at Potter's in downtown Naperville. If you're listening on a Friday, sorry you've missed me, but I'll be back there on the 29th. The Voice, the performer from The Voice, Michael Lynch, joins us in just a moment, and he's going to be performing tonight at Potter's. You don't want to miss it. This tonight being June 19th, and Potter's is in downtown Naperville.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, he's been winning over diverse fans with his powerful singing voice for years. He was born and raised just outside Chicago, not far from where I'm sitting right now in Naperville, Wheaton, Illinois. Michael Lynch has blended diverse influences to create his own distinct flavor of pop music. His musical journey has led him to solo in a gospel choir, to excite Miami and Chicago nightclub crowds, and even star on national TV. Yes, he did win us all over, you may recall, when he displayed for all the world to see his amazing and powerful voice on the national TV show The Voice. He's multi-talented, and he's bilingual. I think that's really impressive. He taught himself Spanish. And again, a Wheaton native, please welcome to the show, Michael Lynch. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, Dolly. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing great. Great. Thanks so much for being on the show. Wow. So are you living, are you back in the Chicagoland area now?
I am. I am back in the Chicago area. I have been back here, still living in Miami, because I was down in Miami for a little while. After living in Miami, I moved back here and have been here now for almost 2 years. So, yes, I'm back in the area and staying busy with my music. So,
Does it feel good to be back in the Chicagoland area after a little bit of a whirlwind starting with, especially last fall, on The Voice?
It definitely feels good to be back here, because the funny thing about my musical journey and all that stuff is I didn't really, like, right now is the first kind of exposure I'm getting to the Chicago music scene right now. I mean, I was born and raised here, so my whole life I was always around this area, but I had never really performed publicly until, like, my last year of college is when I really started to kind of perform. So after that, after college, I kind of, you know, took my path else, because I went to Miami after that, and I went to Mexico before that, then Miami. So now I'm back here in Chicago, and this is kind of the first, you know, real exposure I'm getting to the Chicago scene now. So it's good to be, you know, in my hometown doing this.
Yeah, I imagine after being on The Voice, you were quite busy and probably traveling all over the country performing. And you said that you started performing in college. Well, how old are you now?
I'm 27.
How many years out are you?
27.
Okay, so you started performing in college? So this is kind of something
you
picked up. What were you studying in college?
In college, I studied Spanish as a major in college, and then I had a music minor. So music's always been a part of me, like even since I was little. Like I've always been singing, but I never really, you know, my parents knew I had a musical talent, but it wasn't like they put me in all these classes and lessons and all that kind of stuff, kind of just let me do what I like to do. And when I was growing up, I was pretty much all about sport I could. And I never really, you know, I never got into the musical performance side of things until I kind of decided to do that myself in college.
Did you ever take voice lessons? I mean, you said you had a music minor, but when you were growing up, did your parents ever give you a voice lesson? How did you know you had that voice?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because, like, I always knew, you know, just when you're little and you kind of know, like, looking back on things now, especially, you realize, like, the things that you were, you know, some God-given talents and all that kind of stuff, and that's definitely something that I know was a God-given talent, because I never, you know, like, I knew I had a musical talent back then, but I didn't ever have any training to where someone was teaching me what to do and telling me how to sing, telling me, you know, how to play the piano, so... that was definitely something that I learned I had, you know, just from birth, because there's even videos of me singing when I was 2 years old. Like I would sing the national anthem and, you know, I knew all the words to that and talent around, but I didn't really get into it myself until later on.
That is really amazing. Like you said, a God-given talent to not have had these, you know, you see lots of kids and they start training from 3 years old and up and they have incredible voices, but to have that voice that you have, Michael, what a blessing, and to not have had that formal. Now, are you taking voice lessons now to make it even stronger or just to get
direction? I've taken some voice lessons here and there ever since college. So like that's kind of the first, there was my music teacher in high school, or like I didn't get into. I guess I skipped one early year of when I got into it, because my senior year of high school was when I really started to do like the performance. So I should have clarified that one, but yeah. So my senior year at high school, and I went to St. Francis in Wheaton. That's like the first time I really, you know, got pushed to follow, you know, follow music and all that kind of stuff. So that's my high school teacher, my high school choir is the one who really kind of gave me my first voice lesson. And then from there on out, I kind of like I took a couple of voice lessons in college, and in Miami I did the same thing. So I haven't like stuck with a voice teacher consistently for, you know, years and years. So I kind of have done things on my own and picked things up when I could. So so yeah.
I think that's kind of neat in a way, because, you know, you don't want to have a manufactured voice. You kind of need to have your own distinct style, you know. And boy, you sure do. Oh my gosh. Okay, going from St. Francis in Wheaton to The Voice on national TV. All right, I got to ask you, what was that experience like for you when you first got out on that stage? And of course, you know, if you've ever watched The Voice, anybody listening, if you've ever watched The Voice, the judges, their backs are turned, so they're not looking at the performer. So their backs are turned, and then they have to hit a button and turn around, and that's kind of like their stamp of approval. So when you got up there and started singing, were you nervous?
To be honest with you, like the actual performance, I wasn't nervous. Like, I don't usually get nervous to perform. It's kind of like the leading up to a point that when you're like, all right, what's going to happen kind of thing. So with the TV show, there's so much filming that goes into it in preparation before you get up on the stage that, you know, they have you kind of, they film you before you go up on stage. They kind of film you and say, okay, we're going to give some shots of you before you walk up on stage. And at that point, that's when you're like, it's almost like the producers are trying to make you nervous, just to get those kind of nerves and hit good shots and all that stuff for the camera. But the actual, once you get up on stage, like anybody that has auditioned for the show, or anybody that has, you know, performed in a kind of like a intense situation like that, it's definitely something that once you get up there, it's just, you just kind of go through the motions type of thing. So when I was up there, and I always tell the story about how literally I just like got up on stage, and then once you get up there, you don't remember anything when you get off the stage. Like, it's just, you get up there, you do your performance, you do everything, you go through it, and then you get off the stage and you have to ask people like, what just happened? Because, you know, you don't remember it. It just goes so fast.
Right, right.
So,
but as you're singing, Michael, and the judges, you know, when they hadn't turned their backs right away, did that make you a little nervous? Were you up there singing and thinking at the same time, God, someone turn around, so hit a button and spin around?
Yeah, well, that's definitely something that, like, because my song, when I started off the song, I started it off like a cappella, sort of. Like, there wasn't much going on with the band. Like, they just kind of played a couple chords, and I was singing over that. So when I started singing, Christina Aguilera, actually, she turned around pretty quick. So she turned around probably like 10 seconds into my song. And when she turned around, it was still at the point where the band hadn't come in yet. So she turned around, and I saw her chair, like, slowly started to come around, and my heart just, like, stopped.
Oh, yeah. Well, you hit that amazing note, and she knows notes. She knows how to reach those notes. And when she heard that, when I heard that, I would have slapped that button right away myself.
And it's funny, because that song, there was a lot of, they kind of let you, they know, you know what song you're going to be singing for a while. So I had a lot of time to kind of prepare and, you know what I want to do with the song. And the whole intro, the whole, like, a cappella part, that's something that I thought of just, like, a week performance. So I went, when I had time with the band to get together with them, I told them about how I wanted to start it off a cappella, and I kind of added a new intro. But that was specifically for Christina Aguilera, because I knew I needed to do something like that to them. You know, because the song, after that, the song kind of, there's not much you can do with the song to kind of show off or show your voice, you know what I mean? So it's, I took the opportunity to kind of add a little special intro for Christina Aguilera, because I knew something like that would impress her if I could do it the right way.
Mm-hmm. And the song, everybody knows this song. It's an amazing song, but it is amazing and so hard to sing. But you just nailed it and won over everybody there and fans around the country. Bellamos, am I saying it right? Do I have enough accent, the Spanish accent going?
That was good. Well, it's funny because that song, like, the way you pronounce the word by itself, when you say it, is different than the way that he sings it. Because, like, the word, it means, like, we dance. But you would pronounce it bailamos. Like, that's how you would say, like, an accent over the A, that first A, like, the bailamos. So that's how you say the word. But when Enrique sings it, he says it like bailam, like, you know, bailamos.
Oh,
like,
really?
So that's just a trick. That's like a musical, you know, a musical thing. Like, just pronunciation is different right there. It just sounds better like that.
Well, you won Christina Aguilera right off the bat. But when she jumped up on stage, did you ever expect that, for her to grab a mic and start singing with you and dancing with you?
No, I did not expect that at all. At first, I really didn't know what was going on, because after the point, like, you pick your coach, because there were two other ones that were there, too, that I was, you know, trying to decide who would be best for me. So we got to talk on the stage and, you know, just kind of ask questions. So then when I finally picked Christina, I walked over to her, you know, to give her a hug and just say thank you for turning around and picking me on your team and all that stuff. And she turned around and asked the producers for a mic when I was walking up. She, like, you know, I was walking towards her, and she kind of turned around and yelled back for a microphone. So when she did that, like, that took me by, you know, complete surprise. I was not expecting that. So that was one of the coolest things I've ever experienced.
Absolutely. It was kind of neat for your fans to see that, for sure. It's so nice when an artist like Christina Aguilera can give of herself to someone like yourself, a rising star. How special was that? Hey, have you gotten a lot of fan mail? What's the fan mail been like now since you've been on The Voice?
Yeah, I guess being on national television is just such a great, you know, it's a great way to get exposure. Like, it's a tough industry these days to where, like, you know, there's good ways to get exposure, like with YouTube and all that kind of stuff. But when you get on national television, that's like a, you know, a completely different level. So, you know, I was able to reach people that I wouldn't normally be able to reach. So I definitely, you know, it was definitely really cool to, you know, gain some new fans and have, especially with Facebook and Twitter, people, you know, writing me on there and letting me know that they saw me on the show and that they, you know, they were impressed and liked what I did. So, like, it really means a lot, and it's just motivation, you know what I mean? When you have people that support what you do and respect you, like, it's just something that I respect having fans like that people that go out of their way to write to me and talk to me and all that stuff. Like, it really does mean a lot to me.
Mhm. Mhm. And now, do you write your own music too, Michael?
I do. I put out a couple singles since, you know, one before The Voice, one after The Voice. But what I'm doing right now is I'm working on an EP, which will be, like, you know, I'm getting some things organized. I'm actually going to be going to Atlanta at the beginning of July to get in the studio in Atlanta and keep going on these songs to try to get this EP out as soon as I can. So yeah, I do write, though. I love to write. At first, like, you know, it wasn't really a part of, like, you know, I didn't grow up playing instruments really and being like a songwriter from an early age. So that's another thing that I kind of got a late start on. But I love to, you know, to write and produce. It's really become a lot of, you know, it's become who I am too, as a, you know, as well as a singer.
Yeah. So what was it like, speaking of who you are, what was it like growing up in Wheaton? And now, since you've had all this exposure and people have seen you on national TV, on The Voice, your family and friends in Wheaton, have you gone back to Wheaton? Do your parents live there still? What's that been like for you?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm always, you know, I'm the same Wheaton kid that I was, you know, growing up. You know, like, I actually live in Wheaton right now. I'm here and I'm in the area all the time. And although I work in Chicago, I'm still always out in the area. So Wheaton is definitely a great place, and I mean all my close friends are still, you know, my high school friends, really. So, like, I keep in touch with pretty much everybody. Wheaton's definitely a big part of who I am. Sure.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite spots in Wheaton? Where can we find you? Fans are trying to find Michael Lynch. Listen, stalker alert! Any stalkers out there want to find Michael Lynch? No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. What, you know, it's always interesting to find out when where the celebrities, where they were born and raised, and take you back to and or tell you where they used to hang out and those places are still there. It's kind of neat for fans to go back to those, to experience those places that you, you know, are fond of. So when you're in Wheaton, where do you go to?
I mean, I do, let's see, what are we talking? Are we talking like food hangouts? Are we talking, what depends on
Yeah, it could be food. I'm all about the food. Food and free stuff, that's all. we just talk a lot about the food and the free stuff on this show. I go out to Wheaton quite a bit. There's a great farmer's market on Saturday mornings there. And then there used to be a Cock Robins there.
I remember that. I used to go there a lot when I was little. We used to go there all the time in downtown with the Cock Robin in downtown Wheaton. I'm trying to think where my hangout, like, I guess the majority of my hanging out is probably more in Chicago and in those areas.
Well, where are you? Well, we know you're performing at Potter's in downtown Naperville very soon. That's going to be Thursday, June 19th, and Sunday, June 29th at Potter's Place in downtown Naperville. They have that's a great venue there. I think you'll probably be performing outside because that's a very large area there. That's definitely going to need, they're going to need a large area to accommodate your performance over there, that's for sure. So you've got those two dates. What else is coming up for you?
So June, I know in June we got the two dates at Potter's that I'm going to be at, and I'm actually going to be at, I'll be at Jimmy's Grill in Naperville too. The day before that Potter show, so that'll be on, or no, excuse me, the day after that Potter show, so that'll be on that Friday after the show on the 19th.
So June 20th, Jimmy's Grill, that's in downtown Naperville as well. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be doing two back-to-back Napervilles on the 19th and the 20th, that'll be exciting. But the kind of that I have right now is going to be for the DuPage County Fair. I'm actually going to be performing at that on Thursday, the July 24th, and that'll be really fun because that's going to be a full band gig, and it'll be, you know, just, it'll be a different environment because it's going to be an outdoor festival type of thing. Be a lot of fun.
We love the DuPage County Fair.
I love the DuPage County Fair too, and a funny story about that is I worked at the DuPage County Fair a few years back with the parking crew, so like I was parking cars while people would come into the DuPage County Fair, and now I'm going to be going back as an artist. So it's a little different this time around. So it's funny too.
Well, whoever's parking your car is going to be getting a good tip. I'm assuming.
I know what they went through, so I'll make sure to be nice to them.
Well, that is fantastic. The DuPage County Fair is a blast. Potter's is a great venue to play. You must know the owner there. You must be doing a huge favor for the owner. Three nights at Potter's and the DuPage Fair. DuPage County Fair, that's the 24th. That's a Thursday night, right?
July 24th. Thursday night. It starts at 8:00, and I believe we go till 10:30. So it'll be like an eight to close, I think is what they're calling it. It'll be a lot of fun. So I'm trying to get as many people out as I can, and I'm trying to spread the word now just to kind of give a heads up to everybody. So I've been posting about it on my Facebook and Twitter and all that fun social media stuff. I'm trying to spread the word right now. So anybody who's listening, I'd love to see you out at the county fair on July 24th.
That would be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to seeing you. I'll be at Potter's myself. Now, is this the music career, has it taken off so much where this is now your full-time job, or are you still juggling, you know, a lot of those great artists still that I'm aware of, that I have even had on this show? We've had minor, major, and even medium-sized stars on this show. Some of them are still keeping their day job, but they're busy at night on the weekends. What's your life kind of like now, Michael?
Yeah, right now I'm full-time. Like, I'm a full-time musician, so because what I do on the weekends, I've had the same job with, I sing with a cover band. We sing at weddings and private events and all that stuff. It's in Chicago. It's called the Ken Arlen Orchestra. So I'm one of the vocalists for that band. So that's my you know, that's actually my main you know, my main thing right now, my main income and main, you know, keeping me busy the most is actually that. So I have those shows, you know, every weekend I have something with them. And then apart from that, that's what I'm doing to try to get more gigs and other things like that. I'm booking solo shows with my friend who plays, you know, guitar. So we're doing acoustic duo thing. But luckily right now I'm able to be a full-time musician. So, but you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, I could be back parking cars at the county fair sometime soon. So.
Well, I highly doubt that. Do you have a few... Fans are going to want to know. I got to ask these questions. Do you have a girlfriend?
I do not have a girlfriend. I am single right now, so I'm
there's
focusing on my music.
And
out there. Yeah, no girlfriend for me right now, but you don't know what'll happen either down the road. I might settle down a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, Michael, we're looking forward to seeing you at Potter's and the DuPage County Fair. Stay in touch with us. And, you know, you're a local guy, so we got to support the local guys on this show. And we will post wherever you're at. We're happy to do that. And listening right now, all my listeners, he's on iTunes. Download his music, the song that he sang on The Voice. I think he sang it better than Enrique. Oops. Hopefully he's not listening.
I appreciate that.
And you can like him on Facebook and follow him on Twitter, Michael Lynch. Thank you so much for being on the show. And guess what? I have one of his songs. We're going to play it right now. This is what he sang on The Voice, Balamos. You want to introduce it, Michael, before I play it? Thanks again for being on the show.
No, it's a pleasure. I really appreciate you having me on here and let me talk to the Chicagoland area. So it's great to be a part of it, and hopefully I'll be back soon. So thank you. But yeah, with the performance with The Voice, we have Michael Lynch. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so this is Bailamos from my performance when this is a blind audition song that I sang, and this is a song that landed me on Christina Aguilera's team. So every time I hear it, it brings back great memories. So it's good to embrace what I've done so far. So it's cool to. So thanks a lot, Dali, and I appreciate you having me.
You're so welcome. So proud of you. So happy for your success. Keep it going and stay in. Good luck to you. Everybody,
here is
Michael Lynch.
Tonight we dance. I leave my life in your hands. We take the floor. Nothing is forbidden anymore. Don't let the world in outside. Don't let a moment go by. Nothing can stop us tonight. Bailamos. Let the rhythm take you on.
Bailamos, te quiero, amor mío, bailamos.
Vogue. I love that song. That song is amazing. I can't wait to hear him sing it tonight at Potter's, 8 o'clock tonight, Thursday night, June 19th. It was so great to talk to Michael Lynch. What a voice he has. He's amazing. Okay, today, donate today to the We've Got Your Back campaign. And feel good knowing you are helping fill backpacks for hundreds of local students who are unable to afford them. And feel good knowing 100% of all the proceeds raised will go to this worthy cause, supported and sponsored by DuPage Credit Union in partnership with the DuPage Regional Office of Education. To learn more or to make a donation, stop by a DuPage Credit Union branch office or visit dupagecu.com/community. That's dupagecu.com/community. One final announcement before we join our contributor to our Good Inspiration segment, Michelle Lingust. She is coming on in just a moment. Real quick, Causapalooza. It's an I Support Community party going on that will be held on Sunday, August 24th at the VFW Hall in Naperville. It'll be going on from 11:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon, and there'll be hundreds of guests there. This event will feature live music, food, games, and activities for the kids, and much more. Representatives from iSport Communities, charity partners will be in attendance, giving families an opportunity to learn about these wonderful organizations and non-for-profits. And they're looking for sponsors. Sponsorship is a great way to show your support for the community, the iSupport Community charity partners, and iSupport Community. Check out their Facebook page, or you can email Marian Ruthig. She is the founder and executive director of iSupport Community, and she can be reached at 630-352-9089 or email her at Marian, M-A-R-I-O-N, at iSupportCommunity.org. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Causapalooza, so you know it's going to be a fun time. Come on out and join the fun. All right, Michelle Lingust is on the line for our Good Inspiration segment, and guess what? This week, Michelle says, you know, sometimes in life we find ourselves putting energy into situations that aren't working. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, I know that all too well. So she's going to tell us, Michelle's going to tell us why we should let it go and how we can do it in our Good Inspiration segment today. So Michelle is on the line. She is actually traveling across the country as we speak. Hi, Michelle. I hope you're not driving and talking.
No, Dolly, I'm in
the Dolly McCarthy Show being liable.
No. We stopped in, I'm in Lyman, Colorado, and we stopped at a McDonald's because they had free Wi-Fi so that I could do your show and take care of a little work at the same time. So I'm, my boyfriend's, he's in McDonald's right now, but I had, the workers were taking their break, and so I came out to the car so that I wouldn't have any disruptions, so I could talk to you and do the show.
Well, how is the commute going? Michelle is coming to you, stopping back in her hometown of Naperville, Illinois. I'm looking forward to seeing you and meeting your boyfriend, Greg, at the Meet the Greg party. Oh, my God, are you going to kill me for saying that? Is he gonna
I'm not
going to
kill you for saying that. No, because he won't hear it, but his mom heard it because she listens to the show, so that's okay. She'll be happy to hear that there's a Meet Greg party for her son.
Hilarious. Hi, Greg's mom. Thanks for listening. Oh, we got to get a mugshot of her. I'm still waiting for your mugshot. Do you have one of my mugs, the Dolly McCarthy Show mugs?
No, I don't have a mug. You should give me one because then we're going on to see Greg's parents, actually.
Okay, well, when you stop in town this weekend, I got to make sure I give you one of these mugs.
I know. I've always wanted a mug. Anyway, there's a reason I'm on the show, except not to talk about my trip and Greg's mom.
Well, we have to mention the mugshot. You have to have a mugshot. That's what we do on this show. We take pictures of people and their mugshots in a good way.
We can do that.
Okay, let's talk about letting go. Letting go of this little conversation and going, putting our energy into another situation. Situations that work, you know.
Well, And that's what happens is it happens to all of us. We have situations we get caught in, and a lot of times it's about what is mine. And somebody has something, you know, that's ours or that we believe is ours, maybe isn't ours, you know, whatever it may be. But we get so caught up in the struggle for that it's like we're too focused on the struggle that we forget about what's important. And also, by letting go of this, we're able to keep the power ourselves. Even though we may think we're not keeping the power because we're letting it go, but ultimately we're keeping the control because we're telling someone, look, I'm not going to play your game, because that's really what it is. And really a huge example for me that I think of is in divorce, is people, and I've been there and I know what it's like, we have, time up in particular material items, and somebody, the other person wants things, we want things, or in the case of loss, like my mom just died and we're dividing up her things, and we want certain things, and then we just, and I've watched so many people go through this too, where we think something is supposed to be ours, and that all we, it's like we ruminate on it, we can't let it go, and it's not worth it. I gave up a lot in my divorce, and ultimately I got it all back. I left a house that I loved that had been remodeled. I had a swimming pool that I loved. I left two dogs behind and a house full of furniture, and actually what happened was a year and a half later, I had the opportunity to go back to that house, not with my ex-husband. He no longer lives there, but he was going to move on, and he said, do you want to come back to the house? And he left me the dogs, and I never in a million years thought that would happen. I didn't want to give up those things, but I did because I knew it wasn't worth the fight. And what happened is I got something back even greater because I got to return to Albuquerque, which is, you know, I love being from Naperville, but Albuquerque is my home now. However, the hard part about this, besides the fact that letting go just in general is hard, is that it really takes a conscious effort to do this. And what really is important sometimes for some people, not everybody, is to have someone who can remind us and say, look, you need to let that go. Because we get so caught up in our thoughts. It's like this, this reel of talk that in our heads, and it goes back. It just keeps going on as the same stuff over and over again. And we have somebody to say, hey, look, you need to knock it off. You need to let this go. You know this isn't working because you're putting all your energy in here when your energy could be into things that about moving your life forward, into greater things than worrying about this material item or whatever. It doesn't necessarily have to be material, but I give that example because that's what it is a lot of the time. But another way, maybe we don't necessarily have someone to help us, but we can, we write it down and burn it and say, I need to let go of this, and then do like a burning ritual where we burn the paper, and it's like setting it free in a way, or doing some sort of a prayer, meditation. I mean, some people don't like the word prayer. People prefer the word meditation, but in many ways, they're very close. But the more we do it, the more we acknowledge it, and in our head say, I'm going to let this go. I'm going to move on. The more we're able to let it go. And ultimately, like I said, what happens is we will get something greater in the end. And I don't necessarily mean we'll get something greater material-wise, but we don't need to be burdened by that. And the less we burden ourselves with material, the happier we are. And in the long run, it's really, we're much happier in the long run, but it's also about being strong and telling someone, I'm not going to play this game with you. It's not worth it. Because that's what a lot of times people are doing. They're playing a game with us. It's like, well, how long can I see? And then when they realize we're not going to play anymore, then chances are they're going to give that ring up anyway.
Yeah. And don't you find that when you do let something go, physiologically, but physically right now as I'm talking about, you physically feel like you have lifted that monkey off your back. You breathe easier. You feel lighter. And you can smile easier. And it's just changing your mindset, people. Change that mindset, and just—it's amazing how when you start to I talk to myself all the time, and I'm crazy, but I'm not. You're not crazy. You talk to, when you talk to yourself out loud and say, "That is so ridiculous what she or he is doing," and they're going through something, and I cannot partake. I will not partake, and just lift it and throw it out the window. And really, you are so right, Michelle. You will breathe easier. You'll feel lighter. You'll be happier.
You'll be happier.
The pain will be with you. It will just be a reminder. But it will lift. That's good advice. That's such good advice. I didn't hear that today.
Well, I think it's one of those things. Sometimes there are things that need to be repeated, and this is probably one we need to come back to periodically. Because we forget. We get so, like I said, we get so caught up in the struggle that we forget. And sometimes it's just hearing it saying, oh, yeah, I need to stop that because I don't need to be burned. Especially life is so short, and none of us are promised anything. Why do we want to waste our energy on something like that?
Yeah, right. Well, it's difficult with relationships. It's hard to let go.
It is.
And you might have
it
to
is.
You might have to throw that monkey off your back a couple of times, maybe for a few months. But keep
mm-hmm.
doing it, and you feel lighter on your feet, maybe lighter on the scale. Go work out.
That's right. There's a lot of things you can
go
do.
Go out there today. Hey, the sun is coming out here. No, I just love that. I love that reminder. Good reminder. And you got a sneak peek into what we're going to talk about next week? No.
We're
always like surprises.
Yeah, I do. I do. And I think one thing that we talked about recently was we talked about what inspires us. And already on this trip, we've only been gone one day, but I've seen we went to the, I'm not going to talk about it. I'll wait till next week to talk about it, but it'll be something along those lines. And
okay.
As mm-hmm. I travel this trip. And also, the other thing we'll probably talk about is, you know, is the importance of getting out of a routine and how that can really inspire us. So it'll probably be something
yeah.
along those lines. That's what I'm thinking as I drive,
you know what?
Or
I don't know.
Greg drives these roads.
Yeah, it's nice to break out of the routine. Unless you're a golf player like me, routine is good.
Right, right. Well, there's certain routines. There's certain routines
yeah.
to break out of, and we'll talk about what those are.
Mm-hmm. When you mentioned the road, I don't know what it is, but maybe it was because Paul McCartney's birthday was yesterday or the day before. I'm thinking of that song.
The long
and winding road that mm-hmm. leads to your door. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you knocking on my door this weekend.
Me too.
And I'm going to take that mugshot of you and of Greg, and you can bring it home to Greg's mom, and I need a mugshot of her. I love that. What town is Greg's mom in?
They live in Washington,
mind you
D.C.
Staying.
I
don't worry, you won't
mind.
Get me stalkers.
Well, nobody knows her name.
That's right. You're going to be driving to Greg's family on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, that's so awesome. Well, what is her name?
Delcia.
You said it so fast, I thought maybe you were just kind
oh.
of, you know, maybe you forgot
my name's
Delcia. Delcia. Oh, that's a pretty name. What nationality is that? The Dutch?
Delcia's from Argentina. She's from Argentina.
Oh, man, I was way off there. Beautiful name. Okay, we're looking
it is
forward
a beautiful
to
name.
Seeing her mugshot next Monday on my wall. Will you post it on my Facebook page?
We will.
As long as
we have
her permission.
We will do it.
Well, thanks so much, Michelle, for your good inspiration. And if you want to get more inspired by Michelle, you can check out her Facebook page, follow her on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle? Is it just @MichelleLynnGust? Or
if you type in Michelle Lynn Gust, I believe it comes up. I think it's Michelle minus the last L and E off my name. Michelle Lynn Gust wouldn't fit. And like I said,
okay.
I'm sitting in the car at the moment, so I can't. I don't have it in front of me. The Wi-Fi didn't reach this far.
Well, you guys have safe travels. We're looking forward to seeing you
Thank
this
you.
Weekend. And, okay, folks, tune in next week for another good inspiration segment with Michelle Lynn Gust. And check her out on her website at inspirebymichelle.com. So long,
Thanks,
Michelle.
Shelley. We'll see you
safe
soon.
Safe travels.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
And now it's time to end the show on a good note. Be positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And if you haven't already done so, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow me at Good Dolly Show on Twitter. I'm hoping to have a website up really, really soon. And if you are interested in being a guest on the show, if you're a not-for-profit, know of a not-for-profit, or know of somebody making an incredible difference in the world around us, making some positive differences in the world around us, doing good things for people. We love good things on this show. Please contact me at dolly@thedollymccarthyshow.com or send me a message on Facebook or tweet me on Twitter, and we'll feature them. We'll definitely do that. We love to feature good things on this show. We had a great show today, didn't we? Samira Luthman from the Naperville Park District joined us with all the great things going on with the Naperville Park District. Not just people in Naperville can partake in this, you know. Everybody's welcome. And then, of course, we had country singer-songwriter, one of my favorite country singers, John Pardee. We'll be looking forward to seeing John at the Kankakee Barbecue Fest in Kankakee on July 12th. He's going to be performing before Joe Diffie and Dustin Lynch. And thrilled to have from The Voice, Michael Lynch, who is popular and famous all in his own right. He has an amazing voice, and I'm so excited to see him tonight at Potter's in downtown Naperville. If you missed his performance, or if you will miss his performance, some of you listen on Friday afternoon, there's another opportunity. He'll be back at Potter's on June 29th at Potter's. That's a Sunday, so feel free to bring the family out to that. He's an interesting guy and such a great voice. So it was good to talk to you, Michael Lynch. Stay in touch, and hello to all of his Wheaton, Illinois family. And then finally, thanks to Michelle Lynn Gus for her good inspiration every week on this show. We love it. Okay, thanks, everybody, for listening. And again, be good to each other. Thanks so much for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm singing Dan Ponce's closer. Here we go. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I feel nice, that sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. My love won't do you no harm, and I feel nice, that sugar is fine. I feel